You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got our monthly green energy segment with the king of green energy, Don Weidenfeld. Big D, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure, bud. You help people save money all the time. Let me recall, last time you were on, we talked about how you help people that have apartment projects and that you can help lower the cost of occupancy for the tenants. So to me, it's you're like a guy right riding the charge here for energy efficiency and, you know, positive development trends.
Yes, that's about right. We save energy for the owners. We also save energy for the tenants. Therefore, the all-in costs are significantly less for both sides.
And what I really found interesting was when you talked a little bit about how much energy you saved when you put in your own device into your own home. Why don't you talk about that for a couple seconds, because we've got a lot of residential folks listening today.
Well, it's actually interesting, Jim. You know, we started out in the HVAC business and installing occupancy sensors as well as bidirectional smart thermostats that communicate with the occupancy sensors, and that reduces your energy consumption between 25 and 40% of your overall energy bill. We've since moved into lighting controls and switching out the systems to LED lights, which reduce the remaining consumption of your energy bill 85%, up to 85%. Because the same lights that are burning 65 watts are now burning 12 to 15 watts. So between the combined, you can drop your bill pretty significantly, which I've done at my house.
You know, that's really wild. And, you know, the other thing is that it sounded to me like you could really help people save energy on places where they had transient occupancy, places like hotels and other things like that, student housing.
Yes, actually, hotels and university dorms are our two biggest verticals. And the reason why that is the tenants in a hotel or the customers in a hotel will push the thermostat down to 65 degrees, which is the lowest, and then they'll leave for the day and not really care because they're not paying the energy bill. So the key is who's paying the energy bill and who's using the consumption. So it's the same in hotels as it is in college dormitories or student loan facilities. The owner, again, or the university is paying the energy bill, and the students or the tenants in the hotels are pushing the air down to its minimum, which is dragging on the electric bill, and really energy consumption is really at its peak.
You know, I hear that you've got some really, really big national and international clients that have been buying into your technology. Can you tell me a couple of them?
Yes, absolutely, Jim. Hold on one second.
All right.
President?
Hey, Roy. Hey, Craig. What's happening, Al? You
Sorry
back,
about
D?
That. Yes. Hello? You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Sorry, I'm in the Great Smoky Mountains in North Carolina as we speak.
I thought we weren't supposed to mention that.
That's okay. I can just mention where I am right now. That's all good.
Okay, cool.
But that being said, you know, everything with the consumption is really tied to the actual user. And that being said, you know, you can reduce your energy bill across the board, whether it's not with the LED lighting or with the thermostats.
Now, tell me a little bit about the LED lighting, because that's something that really is sort of new. It's a new product you're offering. And, you know, it's something that I really find fascinating because, you know, we've gone from incandescent lights to those curlicue lights. And now the LED lights are the way to go, right?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned prior, the LED lights, for the same amount of wattage, they're using 12 watts for the same amount of light that you prior were using 65 watts.
So wait a minute. I'm like not an electronic genius, but did you just tell me that that's 20% of the former energy load?
Correct.
Oh,
with
my
the
God.
Same lumens.
I can do that,
I mean,
math.
You've got the same lumens, and you're using 20% of the consumption of your energy. which is significant. And on top of that, what Magnum does is they tie all of your light systems to the occupancy sensors that go either throughout your house or your apartment or your hotel room. So when a tenant or a customer is in the hotel room, the thermostat and the lights are on. When they leave, the lights automatically go off after 3 to 5 minutes, however you have it prior, set when we install it. And therefore, your HVAC is set, bumped up to 70, let's say 77 degrees when there's no occupant, and your lights automatically go off. So the key here is not only the product of the lighting, but it's also the tying it in with the occupancy sensor.
So we're done with the lights are on, but nobody's home. That's done now?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. You just laid it right out there. I had to take advantage.
Yes, 100%. And, you know, when you had mentioned, you know, what partners we have in rolling this out, our partner in Magnum is United Technologies. It was a worldwide national, international company. And then, we're working with General Electric. We're working with Philips Lighting, who's out of Europe. So, we're working with some pretty big companies, and we're putting our products throughout the United States as well as worldwide.
You know, Don, if people want to get more information, why don't you tell them your website, contact information, because I know a number of my clients have been calling you looking to install this product in their projects.
Yes, 100%. You can reach me at 561-702-9000. Again, 561-702-9000. Or you can look at our website at www.magnumenergysolutions.com. Again, with that, www.magnumenergysolutions.com.
You know, one of the things before I let you go that I wanted to talk about, we have a mutual friend. They installed your products in their office building. And I believe that from the day that the product was installed, the install has already paid for itself in like less than 6 months, if I recall correctly. And now it's all, I got to just say it, green from here.
Yes, 100%. And I know who you're talking about. And it was a small building, and price-wise, they were in very efficiently, and their payback was inside of 6 months. In some of the areas, we've got, in California, we've got Pacific Gas and Electric and Sacramento Municipal Utility. They're paying for 90% of our equipment, so your payback is generally less than 2 months, even closer to a month. And then in New York, we've got Con Edison. So any of your clients that own properties throughout New York and Manhattan, we've got Con Edison now paying for 50% of our installations.
Well, you know, Don, the number one thing is that what you're doing is you're helping people save energy, people save money, helping the planet stay, you know, healthier. Sounds to me like it's a win-win all around. You got a great business. You got great products. Once again, how do people look you up on the internet and get a hold of you on the phone?
Okay, on the internet, Jim, it's www.magnumenergysolutions.com. Again, magnumenergysolutions.com. Or you can reach me at any time at 561-702-9000. Again, with the phone number, 561-702-9000.
Okay, and just one more thing before you go. You're in the Great Smokies. What are you doing there?
Jim, I'm here with the University of Florida Gator alumni, and we're riding through the mountains on our Harleys and really taking in the fall air and the change in colors and really having a very nice time.
Can I use one of my oldest jokes? You know how you tell a happy motorcycle rider? You count the bugs on his teeth. Hey, Don! Keep it between the lines. Tell all my Gators high five, and I'll talk to you again soon about keeping America great with green energy.
Great. Thank you very much, Jim. We appreciate having us on the show as always. You're a gentleman and a scholar, and once again, go green and go Gators.